This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Friends, welcome back to The Morning Mindset. That phrase, that verse I just quoted to you, is an example of how a new way of thinking can help us break the patterns of our old life. For example, in that verse, when we recognize that every day is a gift, and God has made it for a specific purpose, and we have a choice to rejoice, it changes the way we respond and we show up in the world. Well, today we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 23, and we're going to be looking at the details of how this new way of thinking can change everything in our lives. And I am not exaggerating. It could change everything. Now, before we get started, I want to thank all of you who are monthly supporters of The Morning Mindset. We have folks who support us sometimes on a one-time basis, many who support us on a monthly basis. I want to thank you. I don't think I say it enough. Thank you for giving us the financial support that enables us to continue doing what we're doing and to plan toward the future. If you're listening and you would like to be a supporter of The Monthly Mindset, you can find out more by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/support. You should find that link in the description for this episode as well. Okay, get out your Bibles. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24 today. And we want to pray that the Lord God of heaven and earth will guide us and help us understand what he's saying to us about this issue of a new way of thinking. Lord God, we turn to you as our teacher, our instructor, and as the one who understands human behavior and the way that we are wired, how the effects of sin have tainted us and distorted us, and how you've made provision for us to be set free from it. So Lord, guide us in understanding things we have not understood before so that we can be free in ways we've not been free before. We ask it in Jesus' name. Okay, Ephesians 4, 20 through 24, the Apostle Paul has just described all these evil ways that people wind up behaving and living when they harden themselves against God's heart. But then in verse 21, he says, when you heard about Jesus Christ, your heart became soft toward God and you repented of your sin and he became your very life. And in verse 22, he gives us the instructions of what we're to do now that we're new believers, we're Christians. He says, put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. So in other words, all those habits of thinking and feeling and behaving that you got ingrained in before you came to faith in Christ, you need to have a new way of thinking about that. You need to realize those ways are deceitful. They're lies. They're not going to bring you what you thought they would bring you in the past. So you need to put them off. You need to grit your teeth, set your resolve, ask the Holy Spirit to empower you to put those things away. And here's how you do it. Look at verse 23. It says, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So what Paul is telling us here is a life-changing concept, friends. I want you to pay close attention to this so that you get it. That old self that you are to put off is old. It has passed away. It is no longer your identity. You may feel tempted in that direction again, but that is not you. He says in verse 23, as you renew the spirit of your mind, you're going to start to understand there is a new self. There's a new you, friends, a new identity you have. And here's how he describes it. It is created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So friends, deep inside of you, your very core of your identity is created after the likeness of God. It is created in true righteousness and holiness. Can you think of yourself that way? Can you even begin to conceive that Jesus has made it possible? And he's made it possible because he now lives in you. He is your source of true righteousness and true holiness. And it is a reality, friends. This is not made up. This is not fanciful thinking. This is reality. And we renew our minds, he says, by putting our focus there. That's me. That's who I am. That's my identity. That is my new self. And that old self and all its temptations and struggles is no longer me. Friends, this is powerful. We're going to talk more about it in the days to come. Lord Jesus, cause these ideas, these concepts, these truths of who we are in you and by virtue of our faith in you to well up in us and give us freedom, give us a new mindset, a new way of thinking that brings us liberty from the things that have held us back. Cause our understanding of who we are to change our behavior and our feelings and our actions. The way that we think can be transformed in Jesus' name. Hey there, friends. Just two more things before you go. First off, if you would like to become a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christ follower, to know what it means to be a Christian, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That link will be in the description for this episode. Secondly, at the beginning of the episode, I mentioned that we have supporters for what we're doing at Morning Mindset Media. If you would like to learn about the three different ways that you can support what we're doing, you could go to morningmindsetmedia.com/support. That link as well will be included in the description for this episode. Thanks so much.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.